All righty. It is Farm Talk in action here in North Dakota Corn Council Studio. A lot of you are considering some cover crops here even as big storms went through the Aberdeen area this morning. And as we harvest the wheat and some soybeans here in days and months to come, probably going to think about a cover crop. Well, there are some issues going on when it comes to PVP, the Plant Variety Protection Act, and the South Dakota Crop Improvement Association Executive Director, Neil Foster, joins us now. Hello, Neil.
Hello.
And you have just want everybody to know about the do's and don'ts of buying or selling oats, especially these public varieties from SDSU, for cover crops.
All the varieties that SDSU has released, and NDSU for that matter, all have plant variety protection with Title V. That means that they can only be sold as by variety name as a class of certified seed. So when you go to the elevator and are looking for a cheap cover crop seed, when you purchase bin run seed, you're probably purchasing a protected variety, and that is punishable by law.
Now, how... who is going to find out, and how?
Our growers do a good job of reporting incidents, because when the elevator sells bin run grain, it steals money out of their pocket when they're doing everything correctly. So it's kind of a self-policing
sure
group.
Yeah, and farmers generally do understand what's going on with all of this, and are... You know, the old brown bagging and everything. It's rarer and rarer, but it still happens out there.
Oh, it still happens, probably more than you'd think and more than we want to realize. With all the university breeding programs, it's gotten so they depend more and more on a royalty stream that comes back to them. And without that royalty stream, they would cease to function. And that's why it's important that you help support those programs and buy high-quality certified seed.
For sure. All right. So how do you know that, you know, obviously it's going to have a tag on it, it's going to have a label on it, right?
It will either have a certification tag, a blue tag, or if you buy it in bulk, you'll have a bulk sales certificate. And on that, it will state the variety, the class of seed, the purity, germination, if there's weed seeds or other crop seeds in that seed lot.
Okay. I guess the point of our discussion here is just to make sure everybody understands whether you're North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, this Plant Variety Protection Act is a federal law, and it has been more readily enforced lately.
Yes, it has been much more enforced lately. The universities are beginning to realize how much it costs them when they lose out on seed sales through the seed grower organizations.
Indeed. All right. What is the, I guess, the general fine? What's going to happen? I know it's, anybody who's gone through this knows that it's a lot more than a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, we just settled a lawsuit in Iowa on oats where it was being brown bagged, and this went on for a number of years before the individual was caught. And it was $2.975 billion judgment against him.
Wow.
They look back at the records over those years, and they figure out, the lawyers look back and figure out how much it has cost either the variety owner and the seed growers who've lost sales due to those illegal sales.
How about when a farmer, he's got a bin of oats, he had it there for a while, maybe he can't remember, is this a certified or a... public variety, and he swaps it for labor with his neighbor. Does that also fall under the PVP Act?
That also falls under the PVP Act. With the PVP, you can grow a grain crop from certified seed. You can keep that crop and replant it for as many years as you want to. But you cannot sell it, trade it, barter it, anything that goes for seeding.
Yeah. All right. Well, just kind of wanted to give everybody a heads up for the wheat that is either been harvested or soon to be harvested. Some of the soybeans, I think a lot of people are thinking about cover crops now, and oats is in the mix. Or there are some other. Are there some of these brassicas or other of the cover crops, I don't know about the vetches or whatnot, those are not generally under the Plant Variety Protection Act, or are they?
Generally, the brassicas, a lot of the soybeans are, and the field peas and some of the lentils are under PVP, and some of the rye, the varieties are also under PVP.
Okay.
But the brassicas are not. One thing that you need to be aware of is when you buy cheap seed, it usually costs more in the long run because you're buying a lot of weed seeds that you really don't want to get. We had an incident here in South Dakota where a grower had to reseed about 4,000 acres due to hail damage, and he bought cheap millet seed, and he ended up with a Palmer amaranth problem.
Hmm.
So that's been a mess for him to clean up.
Wow. Yeah, and I was up at Langdon yesterday at the Regional Extension Center there and visited with. They have a excellent foundation stock. They take the breeder seed and end up replicating it and growing it so that it goes from foundation to registered, eventually to certified. But they're saying up there that even foundation seed at $13, $15, $20 a bushel for seed is probably going to be one of the best values you can ever have in seed because of the quality and the certainty of what you're getting. So,
yes, it's quality and the purity of the genetics.
Yeah, and both South Dakota State University, North Dakota State University, and in many cases U of M also, some very successful public varieties of a variety of crops. I know the new public variety of soybeans coming out of North Dakota State University. Very, very popular. So good stuff. All right, Neil Foster, who is the director of South Dakota Crop Improvement Association, thanks for the visit and the friendly reminder that the seed police are out there. So thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
It is coming up on the top of the hour, 2 o'clock. I'm Mick Kerr. We are going to take a break for the news and then be back with another hour of Farm Talk here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio.